In the book of Ezekiel, chapter 34, Ezekiel has the Lord speak against the false shepherds, the leaders who had not been faithful to the sheep. He says, "Woe unto the shepherds of Israel that have fed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the sheep?" He goes on to talk about how that they have not cared for the sheep, and so they were driven, and they were scattered, and they became food to all the beasts of the field, because there was no shepherd. The shepherds then that were supposed to be shepherds failed to be the shepherds that they should have been, and they became prey to the nations around them, spoken of as wild beasts. They did not seek and search for the sheep, but they again just cared for themselves and fed themselves. One cannot help but hear our Lord's teaching against the religious leaders of his day in John 10, who were hirelings, who basically did not care for the sheep, but fed themselves on what they could make and what they could get, rather than really loving the sheep. Ezekiel goes on to say in verse 11, "For thus says the Lord, behold, here am I. I will search for my sheep, and I will seek them out, as a shepherd seeks out his flock in the day that he is among the sheep that are separated. So will I seek my sheep, and I will deliver them wherever they have been scattered." One of the beautiful applications of this is made around our Lord Jesus Christ, who seeks the lost sheep to bring them back to the fold and to find them. It goes on, Ezekiel goes on to say, "I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries, and I will bring them into their own land, and I will feed them upon the mountains of Israel. I will feed them in good pasture and upon the high mountains. I will feed my sheep, and I will cause them to lie down, says the Lord. For I will seek that which is lost, and I will bring back that which is driven away, and I will bind up that which is broken, and I will strengthen that which is sick." And it is interesting that this very language is used by our Lord again in John 10, when he says that, "I will feed my sheep, I will bring them out to good pasture, and I will take care of them." He goes on to say that the Lord God says, "I will judge between the fat cattle and the lean cattle, because you thrust and push all the weak with your horns. Therefore I will save the flock, and they shall no more be a prey, and I will set up one shepherd over them." And this is looking predictively, I believe, at the Lord Jesus. And I understand that in the mind of our Lord in John 10 is this great passage, that he is the one shepherd over the flock. "He shall feed them, even my servant David," and David we had seen is a type of Christ, "he shall feed them, and he shall be their shepherd. And I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David, prince among them. I, the Lord, have spoken. And I will make a covenant of peace." And he goes on to talk about how, "I will make them and place round about my hill a blessing, and I will cause the showers to come down in its season, and there shall be showers of blessing." One of the old hymns, "There shall be showers of blessing," is pointing to Jesus Christ. And in John 10, he's the one who has blessed his people as that great shepherd that cares for them and gives them his own life for their sake. Ezekiel goes on to say, "You are my sheep, the sheep of my pasture, and I am your God, says the Lord." One of the beautiful things about Ezekiel chapter 34 is that we have a depiction of the Good Shepherd, our Lord Jesus Christ, who seeks his sheep wherever they are and finds the lost. He even gives his life for the sheep, unlike the hirelings who seek to save their life at the expense of the sheep. And Jesus is the one who takes the sheep and knows them all by name and takes them out to pasture and feeds them. There is also an allusion in this chapter between the sheep and the goats. It says, "As for you, O my flock, says the Lord, behold, I will judge between cattle and cattle, even the rams and the he-goats. Does it seem a small thing unto you that you feed upon the good pasture, but you must tread down with your feet the rest of your pasture, and to have drunk the settled waters? But you must foul the rest with your feet." And it appears that there is a reference here to God judging between the rams and the goats. And of course, Jesus makes a reference to that in Matthew chapter 25, when he says, "I was hungry, and you did not feed me. I was thirsty, and you did not give me drink." And he likens the sheep and the goats. The sheep as those that are willing to take care of God's messengers and to feed them and to care for them. And the goats, those who do not feed them and care for them. And at the final judgment, there is that separation of sheep from goats, non-believers from believers. So this great text of Ezekiel chapter 34 finds its fulfillment in John 10, in the Good Shepherd, our Lord Jesus Christ, as well as in the judgment scene of Matthew 25, when the Lord will make a distinction between the sheep and the goats in that final judgment, as he judges those who have treated well his messengers versus those who have abused them and rejected their message.